This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
Hi, I'm John Potter with Jay Biggs, live and local every Saturday morning, 9 to noon. 99.1 FM Talk.
Here we are, folks, and 775-884-9910 is our phone number. I encourage you to please call if you have any questions, comments, you want to talk to some of our great guests, including guests like...
The Mayor of Sparks.
That's right.
Ed Lawson, welcome. You've been on... Hey, you've been out with us before, haven't you?
I have.
That was you.
Been about a year or so, but glad to be back.
And we were just talking about you, Jay and I. Was it 2 weeks ago, Jay? We were talking about how is it that downtown Sparks, Victorian, is so clean and free of graffiti and panhandlers. Yes, compared to downtown Reno.
I will tell you, Ed, you know what? Just to give you some credit right off the bat here, man, I do Uber, and a lot of the Uber rides that I give, the people will literally say, I'd rather go to downtown Sparks because downtown Reno is just so dirty and so homeless. You know, I mean, it's just insane compared to downtown Sparks. It is a complete world of difference, and people notice this. They really do. And I get those comments constantly from people. So what a great job so far.
I guess the first topic I'm going to bring up kind of relates to that. I saw Ed speak at Sparks Rotary, mm-hmm. I think 2 weeks ago. And I did not know, but Sparks has a very detailed and proactive system when it comes down to the homeless. Ed, describe how that works.
So what we have is we call it our HOPE team. It's Homeless Outreach Proactive Engagement. Mm-hmm. And it's three officers, and a sergeant and two officers. And their job is to do nothing but contact the homeless and offer services. What we find in all this is as we contact them, we're finding felons and we're finding some bad people that are in this population. What a lot of folks think, you know, is like this is just somebody who's down on their luck, just lost their house. It's mostly mentally ill people. Yeah. Around 90% of the homeless population is mentally ill. And then there's a 10% that's the predators. Those are the ones that prey on those folks. Because almost everybody gets a check for anywhere from $900 to as much as I've heard $6,500 a month from the government or some other source. So those 10% prey on those folks, and they've enslaved them. They've made them do work for them. They get them hooked on drugs. There's a lot of things that go on in that population. So we're looking to cull that 10% and help the 90%.
That's awesome.
90% mental illness, really?
Yeah. I mean, it's some form.
Or is this, what 90% of the homeless say they have as a reason why they're homeless?
Well, pretty easy to tell when you contact them.
Okay.
It's the contacts that I've had, it's been... self-medication is where the drug comes in and where the drinking comes in.
Okay.
But there's an underlying mental health aspect to almost everyone.
I had somebody tell me who works with them that you would be amazed how many of them have, like you said, records, so many for sexual predators.
Yeah.
And one reason they're homeless is because of that record, they can't get employment. And they find themselves homeless for their own reasons, of course.
So we try and help those folks to get out of homeless. And there's programs. We offer about 200 different services at the Sparks PD where we can, I mean, everything from socks to temporary housing to permanent housing.
Now, you say you said at Rotary, now you have the three officers. They do nothing but deal with the homeless issue in Sparks. They go up to the homeless and check on them every day and pester them so much that the homeless say finally give up and say, okay, well, I will go to that shelter.
Correct.
Okay.
And I'll tell you a quick story. This was probably the best thing that ever happened to me. Was I was riding along with the HOPE team. We contacted a gentleman who was living in a bush behind the museum there in Sparks. Mm-hmm. And that was the day, and it was the 17th time that the HOPE team had contacted him. That was the day he decided to accept services. He said his friend Bill went, you know, the week before. He talked to him, and Bill's doing good. About 4 days later, I'm sitting at the Great Basin having lunch, and here comes this gentleman walking down the street, and he goes, I know you. And I said, yeah, I'm the mayor of Sparks. And he said, well, I just want you to know, since that day you saw me, I haven't had a drink, and I go into the program tomorrow to start my rehab. So it, those are kind of great stories that are out there.
That's awesome. How you do it. God bless them.
Yeah, that is great news there. Well, so what's some other things in Sparks, Ed, that you would say that you've employed as being mayor that that would, you know, be noteworthy of something that we should talk about?
Well, I think the biggest part is, and a lot of people don't realize this, the way our tax system is set up in Nevada, mm-hmm. we have to continually build new homes because at about 5 to 7 years, the taxes on a new home don't pay for the services they generate.
Okay.
Because of, number one, inflation in the economy.
Now, that's not happening. Come on.
Yeah. Just a little bit. And then the other is the depreciation. So when you buy a house now, the depreciation, you can only have a 3% increase a year in your property tax. But if your house is under 50 years old, you can take 1.5% of that 3% off. So at 1.5%, we can't really run a city. We can't run a business on 1.5% increase a year. So we have to change our property tax system. And until that happens, until that the legislature gets their self-motivated to do this, we have to continually build. Now, I get a lot of people that say, hey, stop the growth, stop the growth. Well, we saw what happens when we stopped the growth during right after the Great Recession, and that all the buildings slowed, and we saw that ripple effect at about 5 years where the property taxes for Sparks actually went down over a three-year period because wow. we weren't building houses fast enough to replace the ones that were already built. So the answer to this is a reset upon sale. So meaning that the guy across the street who just paid $450,000 for a tract home that I paid for 25 years ago was $100,000. He pays the same property tax as I do.
Okay, that's fair.
Sounds
enough.
Fair. Yeah. However, my kids are grown. I've already paid taxes for 25 years. He's not paid any taxes, but he's paying the same amount as me. So his kids are going to use the system. He's going to use the streets, and we don't have enough money at that point. So the reset upon sale would say you're going to pay the property tax of the value of the home. So he would pay property tax based on $450,000 and not the $100,000.
Now, you say that the okay. property taxes that we received don't cover the growth. But I've heard that cities love new construction because they can charge higher property taxes for new homes. And I see this here in my own situation. My mother-in-law used to have a huge old house, and my wife and I had a beautiful tiny house, and our property taxes were higher than the old house. So the city is more apt to approve this new construction because they can make more property tax money the way it is assessed. The new homes have a higher tax burden.
That's in essence, in a nutshell, exactly it. So the new home pays the value of the home right. the day it's built. But you can buy a home in old Southwest Reno for $1.5 million. And that's over a 50-year home, so you've already depreciated that thing by 75%, plus the fact we discounted 65% to start with. So you're paying, in essence, around 12% tax on your home. That's over 50 years.
Wow.
So a new home then would pay way higher tax. So it works out that if we just reset it, we can solve a lot of problems. It also provides a lot more income to the state for schools. There's just so many things that can come out of this. We abate, which means we forgive taxes for this depreciation, on the tune of about $6 to $7 million a year. Our general fund budget is $95 million. So $6 to $7 million, that if we could recoup that, that's a huge boon for us. We could hire way more police, fire. Nice. Parks are better. I mean, everything's better with that extra money in there.
Well, no matter what we say, Sparks is still growing. You're up another 13,000 residents in the last 5 years. The population of Sparks is now at around $110,000.
110,000 people.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
looking at they got more value money. Than that.
Okay.
It costs more to move to Sparks than 110,000.
Yes. Glad you caught me there. Yeah, Sparks population, 110,000. You said when I last saw you at Sparks Rotary that you're running out of land. I saw you last, and you have a solution to that.
Yep, we are out of land at this point. All the land that is left in the city of Sparks will now either be smaller infill projects, which means they go vertical, which means it's more expensive. or we have to find new land. So,
something like BLM or something.
Yeah. So what we've identified around 40,000 acres to the east of Sparks. That is all BLM. It's checkerboard fill-in. If you know what that is, it has a lot to do with the railroads and back in those days. But it of the 40,000, about 9,000 is conservation area that will not be touched, and then about another 12,000 to 13,000 is slopes that are greater than 30% that can never get built on.
Right.
So when at the end of the day, it sounds like, oh, they want all this land. Well, it turns out it's going to be about 18,000 acres of land that could be developed at the end of the day.
Right.
So that's where we need to move our industrial, and then we are putting a road in. Well, knock on wood, we're putting a road in.
Right, we talked about this.
From La Posada to USA Parkway. And we did an environmental study in the city of Sparks with DRI. And if we put 10,000 cars a day on that road from Pyramid to USA Parkway, we save 25 tons of carbon emissions every single day.
Oh, wow.
So it's an environmentally sound road, as well as more safety for the commuters. As you know, there's probably a wreck every day on I-80 out there, which delays them.
It's the only corridor.
If you're an hourly employee, if you sat in traffic for 2 hours, that's 2 hours you didn't make any money.
Yeah, and plus not only that, but Tesla's hard on employees for leaving time and stuff. So you got to actually – it would be nice to have two different routes in. But as far as that route coming from USA Parkway over, so you're talking about maybe making more industrial out east, or are you actually going to move more homes out east, or is it just planning industrial?
No, the plan is to move industrial out there because we won't have to have as many police and firemen. We're going to still need to hire police and firemen. There's just no doubt.
So it's not going to be like driving Veterans Parkway with a bunch of homes. It's going to be more like USA Parkway with all those switch places.
Almost identical.
Okay.
The road will be identical. The landscape, everything. It's literally on the other side of the river is all it is.
Right.
Okay. But the land, the added land to Sparks actually also goes north, doesn't it?
Yeah, it goes up north just right at our border, which is La Posada, maybe 3 miles more to the north. But there will be houses out there at some point, someday. But the idea is to take our industrial along the river and turn that into housing. Every city in America would love to have a river run through it. We have a river with tilt-up concrete on it.
We have to buy Mars out, I guess, the power plant over there.
Well, our phone number is 775-884-9910. We have one more segment with the mayor of Sparks, Ed Lawson, 775-884-9910. If you have a question or comment, 99.1 FM Talk with John Potter and Jay Biggs. We'll be right back.
99.1, the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, KKFT.
It's always live and it's always local with John and Jay right here on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3. Our phone number, once again, 775-884-9910.
I'm John Potter with Jay Biggs, and our guest for one more segment, the mayor of Sparks, Ed Lawson, who's also our RTC board chair.
Yeah, this guy's, he's busy.
I got to ask you one RTC question because we had picketing bus drivers here in Reno about 2 years ago, and the company RTC contracted to run our buses, Keolis, is facing a bus driver strike in Virginia right now over reduced benefits. Could we see drivers striking here, Ed?
We don't anticipate seeing any driver strikes. We did get through the issues of the last strike with the Teamsters Union. And we have a contract for the next couple of years. We don't anticipate any striking. We expect there may be some picketing, though, in solidarity of the Virginia drivers.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that I fully expect, and I think that they should, stand in solidarity with their brothers and sisters.
Okay. Back to Sparks. Recently opened another all-activities park. Where is the old one? Was at Para, right?
Yeah, the All Abilities Park.
All Abilities. I'm sorry. You already got a complaint about it. What did they say?
It's the best complaint.
Yeah, this was pretty good. We put the new one in at the marina. It's on the corner there, the marina. It's on the, what is it, the northwest corner. And it's been so popular. It's been used all the time. As a matter of fact, I was at a dinner, came home last Wednesday night at 9 o'clock, and there was a family out there using the deal. And I mean, it's 20 degrees outside and they're out there on the swings. So it's very, very highly used. But as a byproduct of that, you hear a lot of laughing and screaming of kids that are having so much fun.
Oh,
and
no.
I got an actual noise complaint from one of the apartments across the street that we don't like all the noise from these kids laughing and having fun. So trust
me. Oh, my God.
We'll take those complaints all day long.
Tell me you got a bush behind the library that's they can go live there.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, if they don't like the kids.
Of all things to complain about kids laughing.
Right.
I can't judge. I don't know how close or how loud it actually was.
I'll take listening to kids laughing all day long.
Okay. Absolutely. I mean, what else is there, you know? Anyway, but so tell us about some of the things at this All Abilities Park that you can do. Like some of the different, is it like rides or equipment or?
It's playground equipment that literally caters to from the autistic spectrum all the way to wheelchair bound. And it's really a place where if you're a caregiver for a child with some type of disability, mm-hmm. that where you can get some rest and where you can, you know, get some sun, where the kid can have fun. And I that's, for me, it's a joy just to stand on the outside of the gate and watch the kids laughing and having fun and the smiles and the parents. And just, and, you know, if they want to sit down, we have shade there and picnic benches. And so it's just a great place, which is what Sparks is about in my mind, is we're family oriented and we want to keep it family oriented. And this park really, really pushes that agenda
forward.
Yeah,
I'm sure the kids laughing dies down at sunset anyway. I mean, it's not a 24-hour thing. Ed, there is a Reddit post that asks, what should we call our citizens of Sparks? I've lived most of my life here in Sparks, starting in 1978. Now I'm a Renoite, that's the term, makes me sound like a mineral.
Is it like Sparkians or what?
I personally identify as a Renonian. But anyway, what is the term for resident of Sparks?
So you know that Brian Cranston is a resident of Sparks who writes the Pickles cartoon. And he actually did a Pickles cartoon as his wife Pearl asked, I think it's Pearl, asked him, so what do you call a resident of Sparks? A Sparkite, a Sparkler, a Spark.
Sparkler?
Yeah.
Sparkler.
And so Earl says in the last one, you just call him plain lucky.
Hey.
Oh, come on.
All right,
but really, what do you call a citizen of Sparks?
I'm going with Sparkler. I don't know.
Really?
I really don't know.
Can you make that official?
Sure. I can make a declaration.
Sparkler. Sparkonians.
Sparklini.
Because I came up with a list, I wanted to get yes or no on each one.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay.
Yeah, this is good.
Sparkian.
Okay.
No? Okay. Sparksonian.
Institute.
Yeah.
A Sparkanian.
Sounds like they're going to war.
Sounds like an old football coach.
A Sparkashian.
That one I'm not aware of.
Like the Kardashians. Like
ashes. I thought you were thinking of like Spark ashes from Sparks.
Yeah, that one's a definite no.
Okay. Sparkettes.
Sparkettes, maybe?
Oh, she's a Sparkette. She lives, you know.
Well, a girl, that would work.
A spork. Can a citizen of Sparks be called a spork?
A spoon and a fork on... Yeah.
Sparktan. Or Spartans.
Spartans.
Smarter.
Yep, right.
Sparkles. Personally, I would move back just to be called a sparkle. I don't know about you.
I think the sparkler thing works. I do too. Honestly, this is a conversation I don't think I've ever had with anybody, and I'm sitting here thinking to myself, like, I don't think there's anything better than a sparkle.
Something has to be done.
You wouldn't believe how many people I'm going to tell this in probably the next week.
Well, I'm sticking with just plain lucky.
There you go.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice, Ed. All right. Well, you got a minute and a half. So what would you like to say to the folks out there listening and your citizens, your sparklers out there?
You know, I'm number one, I'm happy that I got reelected and I'm glad to be serving our community. And number two, we have some of the greatest citizens that are so involved. And whenever we put out a call for volunteers for a lot of our boards, we get an overwhelming response. And so for all those folks that serve on the senior citizens, the Sparks Advisory Committee, Parks and Rec. I mean, there's a long list of them that volunteer their time just because they want to give back to their community. I want to say thank you to them because it's we couldn't do it without them. And there's just a ton of volunteers we have out there. And then, of course, our employees. I mean, one of the things that we don't talk about very much anymore is, you know, we had a great recession that started in 2008, and we were laying off people to the tune of about 38% of our staff got laid off. And in these last few years, we've only been able to hire back about half of them.
So your staffing.
We are still, right, we're doing twice as much with half the people. So
wow.
we're working hard, and our people work really hard to give a good experience with the city of Sparks.
All right. Well, Ed, I know I told you we weren't going to have to put on the headphones, but unfortunately you're going to have to because we have a caller that wants to, I guess, apparently Kathy.
Oh, hold on here. There you go.
Kathy from Sparks or Reno. I'm not sure where she's from. Kathy is on the line live with us. Good morning, Kathy. How are you doing this morning?
I am well. How are y'all?
Oh, we're doing great. We're doing great. So apparently you have a name for Sparks residents. Let's go ahead and hear this.
I think it should be Sparklets.
Sparklets. Well, I mean, it could be a tat. There is that water company that runs around town. So
it's not the most macho name for a city. I don't know.
Well, yeah.
I'm a Sparklet.
That's John.
Well, maybe,
all right. Well, Kathy, thank you.
Maybe the Sparks kids could be Sparklets. And the adults could be something else.
There we go. Absolutely. What do you think of Sparklers? Do you like that one? All right. This is good. Sparklets for the kids, Sparklers for the adults.
It's definitely not going to be Sporks because Mayor Ed took offense to that.
No.
Ed Lawson, thank you for joining us for a half hour. You're a good man. Good mayor of Sparks.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate being here, too.
Yeah, and you know, I just want to tell you, Ed, just any time forward, there's anything you ever want to talk about with the city or anything, we want to support you right here at 99.1. So please, by all means, reach out. Let's keep in touch. And please, go over and check out. It's the All Abilities.
Abilities Play Park.
All Abilities Play Park. That's huge.
Right next to the Nevada Veterans Memorial.
All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be right back here on Live and Local with John and Jay on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3.
Live, local, FM Talk, KKFT, for Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
John Potter and Jay Biggs every Saturday morning, and that is our phone number, 775-884-9910.
That is right, and someone who is using that number is Cheryl, who has a name for Sparks residents. Good morning, Cheryl, and welcome to Live and Local.
Guys, thanks so much. Hey, listen, please don't use Sparklers. It sounds like preteen girls. I can't imagine a grown man or even a young man wanting to use that. But I don't know if I missed it, but I like the name Sparkonian.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought it was Sparkonian.
I had Sparksonian to make y'all sound smart, or Sparkanian. So yours is in between the two there.
Yeah. Sparkonian. Okay. All right. Yeah. Just throw mine in the pile there and pick one of those.
I guess just throw it on the wall and see what sticks.
Yeah, you know, because Sparkler just sounds like a little cheerleading team or something, you know. Sparkonian
has what
some
you're saying.
Dignity.
Yes,
it has dignity now,
the mayor
it.
Just
right.
The mayor just left of Sparks. But how are you doing in Sparks, and how do you think the city is doing?
Oh. Well, as far as I can see, for the most part, things are okay. I'm concerned about the homeless and all of the tents that I see, obviously. I'm very concerned about the lack of real mental health that is available to people who really need it. And I say that because I personally have a family member that's going through that and cannot get the help that she needs. Most, I think, of the citizens here in Sparks don't even know this is happening. They don't know that they cannot get the help that they need. They just think, oh, they're out there trying to live off the system. I know for a fact that the tiny house is, we need more and more of those to help people get on their feet and get the care that they need, get the counseling and the direction that they need. My daughter is a living example of that. She's just now getting on her feet, and but we need more of that. And I don't like.
So you like the tiny home communities that they've been building in the Bay and stuff like that? Is that kind of like what you're thinking?
I don't know. I'm not familiar with that. All I know is that we have over on 4th Street, we have, I believe, 90 tiny houses over there. They're filled to capacity. There are many more people who need real help, and that is counseling. And also, they need to be able to get medical help that they're not able to get because these people don't have, they're low income, and the doctors will not take anybody who has Medicaid. They can't get in to see a doctor. My daughter, I can speak by experience. She is blind, and she's legally blind, and she cannot get in to see a real eye doctor because of the insurance that she has, or call it lack of insurance. So this is where my head is at.
Is she not on Medicaid?
She is, but the doctors won't take it. They can't keep their doors open with Medicaid. So this is a problem I think that a lot of the citizens don't even know exists. And they just, you know, say, oh, well, they just don't want to work. Or, oh, well, you know, well, that might be true with some of them. But there are people out there that are really mentally ill. They have mental problems. And I can speak for that, you know. But yeah, that's right. What I see. That's where my concern is at. I'd really like to see
Cheryl. How long have you been a resident of Sparks?
I've lived here for 35 years, and I own my home.
Oh wow!
And my husband and I have worked very hard. We've paid off of our home, and we've worked very hard, and we've seen a lot of changes in this town, in this city, and. A lot of it I'm very proud of, but this is where I'm really concerned because I see the homeless population growing, and there are people out there hurting that need help.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about
the sad reality is that that's at literally every city right now in the United States because of where we're at as a country is seeing this growth of homeless people. It's sad.
That's right. That's right. And I'm not talking about the ones who choose to be on drugs or alcohol. That's their choice if they want to do that.
Yes, and there are plenty of those. And there's a thing called codependency when you deal with, say, an alcoholic. If you make it easier for them to be an alcoholic, you're just going to enlarge the problem. So that element is definitely there. But I appreciate the actual life as it is call from you.
Yeah. Kathy,
and
Cheryl.
Yeah. Certainly, Cheryl. Call us again sometime, okay?
Yes. Thank you for letting me bring some awareness to this.
Very well spoken.
The mental health. Yeah. The mental health, we just really need some help out there for people who are struggling.
All right. God bless your daughter, too.
Well,
thank you, Cheryl.
You take care of yourself.
Thank you so much.
All right. Yeah. John Potter with Jay Biggs. And another thing, too, and I know this is an all local show, but a brief segment on Congress, since the media has been obsessed over the speaker debate that we just barely survived, Jay.
Oh, yeah.
Give me your take on this, too, at 775-861-9910.
775-884-9910.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. That's all right. 775-884-9910. Put it in the phone. Save.
He started to give out his own cell phone number.
Well, whoever's number that is.
we should call it live. Just go ahead, Producer Craig. Just go ahead and call that
but
number.
But I bring this up. The renegade Republicans who held up the Kevin McCarthy's speaker candidacy, demanding rule changes that make the speaker, committee chairs in the majority party, less powerful, and individual members of both parties more powerful. I ask you, is that a bad thing? My friend says it is, because it takes party unity, not rogue individuals, to accomplish anything in Congress. He says compromise and coalitions win the day, not individuality. And I said, in a divided Congress, the House won't accomplish much, which to me is good. Everything out of there lately is virtue signaling or buying votes from agenda groups and further bankrupting America, says me. So that's my take on that. I see no problems with Congress at a standstill.
Yeah.
And nothing bad comes out. And we're headed for another standstill now, because we're going to be debating the debt limit.
Well, the government moves so slow, it's like they're always at a standstill anyways. So, all right, let's take a quick break.
All right,
let's do that. We're number, our number, 775-884-9910.
Is that what it is? Let me write that down.
Yes, make sure you put it in.
And coming up in a few minutes, Jesus Gutierrez, who is the owner of Marie Choice Mexican Restaurant. So we get to talk.
It's Choice. That's how you say it?
Choice, yeah.
I thought
Marie Chewy.
Well, Chewy. I'm a white guy. I say Marie Choi.
Well, go make yourself a dang quesadilla. Anyway.
I'm not going to talk Hispanic. I'm not Hispanic.
Oh, but that's, I'm, well, you know what? Here I am, happy, and this is for me, that I actually said it right in my own head, and you've been saying it all morning long, and I was like, well, I don't know if it's said like that. I didn't know, but I'm not going to say it otherwise, so here we go.
What the heck? I was born in Rochester, New York. That's how we say it there.
I'm from Kansas City, Missouri. I thought when I moved out here, I thought
better than me.
I thought, well, no, I'm saying I thought that there was a restaurant called El Palo Loco. I'm serious about that. I told my friends there's this great place called El Palo Loco.
All right, two white guys on the air will return right in just a matter of minutes. And our phone number, again, say it, Jay.
775-884-9910. It's 99.1 FM Talk, and also Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk, Radio, 99.1, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's Live and Local with John and Jay right here, 99.1 FM Talk, and Smith and Mason Valley. We're on your radio at 92.3. Don't forget, we have a podcast. If you didn't get a chance to listen to the show this morning earlier, all the way from 9 to noon, you can always go back and even check out retro editions of this show at 991fmtalk.com. All you need to do is go ahead and click the podcast tab. And John, go ahead and just open it. Just open it.
I got to say, dogs with the radio on, just because it crinkles, it does not mean it's yours.
Right. You know what's funny?
It's breakfast.
Dogs know. They know that crinkle. Like my two dogs, as soon as you, I'm not sure what, if it's just the sound of snacks or what.
Well, it's just like cats.
I'm just teasing dog.
Cats and popping up in the top of their wet food can. They know the difference between that and the green beans that you're opening.
Yeah, sure. I'm just teasing the animals. Just let me have my fun. All right, here's a happy topic to call in on. Has anybody dealt with waste management customer service? Hmm. We have a simple issue with them to solve. We're getting billed for a second address. You call waste management and the menu has every issue but yours. Isn't that always the way? The menu has no option, none at all, no option to talk to a human. So my wife and I,
press zero?
We went, it says it's an inaccurate entry. So there's no way. So my wife and I, we went to the Reno office listed under customer service on the waste management website, and you drive there. And there's no customer service. It's not open to anyone at any time. And they have an old flyer on the door saying they're closed because of COVID. This was just 2 days ago. Again, another place where I feel they're using COVID as an excuse for poor service that we pay for. But anyway, no, You cannot speak to a human at Waste Management. They got this system down. So they're in that office. They're on Vassar.
Right.
Doing, I don't know, hiding from COVID.
Well, you know, right, I've stopped there a couple times to try to find, because they have.
You haven't gone inside.
I haven't, and but not even attempted to.
There's also a drive-up window there's nobody there. But there are cars in the parking lot, so there are people at the...
Beat down the door until someone comes out. Wait till 5 o'clock and corner somebody as they come out. I don't know. The reason I was going to them there is because one time when I was doing a Boys and Girls Club event, there was a guy from Waste Management there, and he had given the kids these little miniature, like, you know, like the little trash cans that you pull to the side of the road? But they were like 1/20th the size. I mean, they were like 6 inches tall, like really small, but they were like perfect for pencils and pens, and like you could put, they were cool. And so I stopped in there. I was like, I want a couple of those. How do I find these? And you can't get a hold of anybody.
It's closed. There's nobody there. The phone menu at Waste Management does ask you a lot of questions, which don't apply to my wife and I. And at the end of the menu, it asks if you have further questions, press again. And that takes you to, do you need a new cart? Press 1. If not, press 2. No other option. And so if you don't press either, it says you gave incorrect answers and it hangs up on you. If you call back and you go through all this again and press 1 or 2, it just gives you a recorded message on the cart. There are people at that office there. Like I said, there are cars in a parking lot.
Hey, quick question for you, John. Have you actually gone online and tried to use their virtual assistant, the chatbot, in the bottom right-hand corner?
I went online and I had the FAQ. I hit that.
Yeah.
And every single, like on the phone menu, the one issue I have, and I'm sure other people may have the same issue, they don't list it.
Yeah. Did you say the FAQ?
Yeah, the frequently asked questions. Yeah.
No, they have on the website, they actually have a chatbot in the lower right-hand corner. It's like a thought bubble. If you click on that, you can actually supposedly...
Are there real people?
Eventually, if the virtual assistant can't help you, then you get transferred to a real person.
Ugh. Oh, the days of walking into Nevada Power on Virginia, Nevada Bell on Plum. You pay your bill and ask your questions. The simple life. It's funny to me how modernization was supposed to make things simpler. And in my experience, it's made it more complicated. Yes, that's a common complaint from seniors, right? But it's valid because we remember, the seniors remember how simple things used to be.
True. I remember going into Sac and Save to pay my NV Energy bill and having to wait 24 hours for it to show up through customer service. So now you can just call the 800 number, give them your credit card, and you're good.
I'm at the point where the only thing that's been efficient and time-saving for me is Google. Thank God for Google. The DMV has been very focused on getting everything done efficiently online, but apparently I'm always the guy that has the one issue that the website just can't solve. And do I really need an appointment weeks in advance to go into the multi-million dollar DMV office that we all paid for to do the one simple thing that a walk-in can solve? There are no walk-ins anymore at the Reno DMV. And this is post-COVID. What if you just want to return some license plates or something? I don't know.
You just drive by and throw them out the window.
No, they will let you go. And if you walk up to the door, the guard there at the door will let you into the license plate return, which is actually just right inside the door, within 15, 30 feet of the door, somewhere in there. So, yeah.
Thank you, government masters.
You know, it's almost like they're taking more time making those license plates, because when you go to the DMV, there is about 50 or 60 different plates you can choose from. And I swear, even since then, since the last time I went in last year, I've seen like 4 or 5 different new ones now. This state has so many license plates, it's not even funny.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, back to Yeah. Well, listen, all I can say is for years, my wife has been paying a trash bill for another address.
Oh, my.
There's just no escape.
Well, she needs to go there and collect her free stickers. You know,
it's crazy.
Oh, my.
And to say we're closed because of COVID, come on, let's get with the time.
The COVID thing has got me. I mean, like, even this week, I don't
know. It's an excuse.
May or may not have
opinion.
Heard me. We were talking, there was a news story, because, you know, I do the news at the bottom of the hour, 3 to 6, yeah. You know, Monday through Friday. And there was some news story this week, and I'm sure Craig probably heard me and was like, Jay. But, you know, it was like COVID variant, you know, 1.2.34 and COVID variant 1.342. And, like, you know, and I started saying, what are these sexual orientations? You know, like, we're getting out of the, there's just too many words and letters now going on.
PC like, COVID booster shots.
It's just the COVID, whatever you want to call it.
And I just read the latest booster shot. There's a link now with strokes, and it's such a big link that the CDC is actually investigating this.
Yeah, they're not recommending it for anybody over 65 at all.
Oh, now they tell me. I just got it.
What?
Yeah.
Well, if he sees up here on air, we'll know what happened.
Thanks a lot, Jay.
Yeah. Anyways,
just carry on.
Keep rims on the speed dial there, Craig. Anyway,
anyway, folks, I'll meet you at the parking lot at Waste Management. It's been fun. We're going to take
with
a break.
Pitchforks and fire and stuff.
Nothing works.
Yeah, no, it's all good. Hey, let me just tell you real quick. We do, once again, have a phone number, 775-884-9910. I want you to use it. Save it so you can call us and talk to us this coming hour here. We're going to have a little bit of time where we'd love for you to call. We are still taking suggestions on what we can call residents of Sparks as well. You know,
so the mayor said sparklers is okay with him.
Sparkonians was mine. I don't know. We'll see. Either way, it's live and local with John and Jay right here on 99.1 FM Talk. Smith and Mason Valley.
Oh, give our phone number.
2.3-775-884-9910.
We'll be back.